Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, my name is Ed Serna. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting a volunteer opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community in the nation. How are you doing today?
Yes. I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm talking with Arlene, right?
Yep.
Thank you. And do you prefer English or Spanish? Español or English? English?
English is fine.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I would say I will probably vote.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your race? I got white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian.
I would say Hispanic or Latino.
Hispanic, thank you. Well, and I have your age as 25, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have been focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
Probably like a 9 or a 10.
9 or 10, which one do you want me to record?
You can do 9.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
Protecting, what'd you say?
Voting rights and democracy.
That's important too. I give that probably about a 8 as well, 7.
Thank
8,
you.
I guess, yeah.
8, okay, thank you. Fighting racism and discrimination.
I put that out like a 7.
Thank you. Moving right along. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Probably worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Probably getting better.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. I'm going to read you the list. Vaping, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ecstasy and other party drugs, cigarettes, opiates and fentanyl, alcohol.
Wait, this is like what drugs are affecting the Hispanic community?
Well, yeah, what? Right. What do you think is having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? Vaping or marijuana, and heroin, cocaine, cigarettes, opiates, fentanyl, alcohol. You can choose up to 2 of them, or 1 or 2.
I would probably say cocaine and alcohol.
Thank you. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation, support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Sure.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree, I guess.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask, you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Heat not burn tobacco products. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar at all.
Wait, what did you say?
Heat not burn tobacco products. Are you familiar with that?
No, I never heard of that one before.
Me neither. E-cigarettes or vapes, I've heard of that. Very familiar, somewhat familiar.
Oh, yeah. Very familiar with the vapes and
right.
stuff.
And how about oral nicotine pouches? Are you familiar with them?
Oh, like, oh my God. That's like the, I don't even know what it's called. I think I know what you're talking about. People put it in their mouth. It's
yeah,
like
then,
spit. It's
no,
like it's, baseball players use it.
No, that's when you chew it. I think this is when they put it on your arm. It's a nicotine that goes into your system. Are you familiar with that?
No, I never heard of that before.
No, it's a nicotine pouch, they call it, and you put it on your arm, and then it releases the nicotine into your system. That's
so that people
smoke.
Don't smoke.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, like the patches, the gum.
Yes.
The Nicorette, I think that's what it's called or something. Yeah, I know what that is.
Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar?
I would say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I'm going to read you a list. More education and anti-tobacco advertising. Cost of smoking has gone up. More government restrictions and bans. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
Honestly, I would say it's because, what is that called? It's because they've introduced, all of these alternatives to smoking cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
and they've introduced them as a cleaner option, you know? So
mm-hmm. okay.
people think they're doing better, but mm-hmm. They're still smoking the same thing. Worse.
No, actually, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. We will say that. That's the one. That's the reason.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. This is the first statement. While it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. The other statement says we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Which statement makes come closer to the one that you agree with? A or B?
The second one.
The second one, thank you. Okay, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More.
More? Much more or somewhat more?
I think probably somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. When someone is overdosing on opiates, their life may be saved by using another drug like Naxalan or Narcan. this drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And we hear about opiate death every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows they are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. 0 to 10. Do you agree or you don't agree at all with it?
No, I agree.
Strongly? 10? Or anything, or any number in between? 10 is strongly.
Yeah, I'll probably say maybe like 6.5.
Okay, thank you. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying that they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who will still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. 0 to 10, do you agree or disagree?
Agree, probably 8.
Okay, thank you. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save, okay, let me start again. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate the adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. 0 to 10, agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. 8.
8, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We almost are 80%. Thank you so much for taking the survey with me. I appreciate it. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco.
What tobacco?
Pipe. You know, like in a pipe?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco product. I don't know what that is, heat not burn tobacco product. I thought it was chew tobacco product. It might be that. I don't know what it is. It says heat not burn tobacco product. It could be chew.
Heat not burn.
Yeah, it could be the chew.
I don't know.
I don't know what that. Yeah. Have you done that? No, right?
I mean, are you talking about like hookah?
No, it says in the past 30 days I've used any of the following products, but I don't know why heat not burn tobacco products is. I thought it was chew, you know,
nah,
you put in your mouth.
No, I don't do no tobacco, so no.
Okay, cigars, no.
No.
I hope not. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Post-bachelor.
You have a master's?
No, it's not a master's, but it's like after your bachelor's degree. It's like an extra year of study.
So you do have a bachelor's degree, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children, say 10 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Nope.
And which other panel describes how you think of your current economic situation, wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Probably middle class.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. You live in the city, yeah? Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else. Independent?
Oh, just none of them. I don't know.
You're not a Democrat, you're not a Republican.
But I'm not an independent either.
I'm not really into
politics.
Okay.
Other, yep.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And in if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Oh my God.
There will be an house today. And you have
right,
to choose right now.
Right. Jesus Christ. I guess Joe Biden. I mean, what am I going to say?
It's not the choice. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have a good night. I appreciate it. Take care.
You as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.